be okay if we just let the Lord be the Lord, right? Cindy, would you come over here, please? God's got a word for you. David, if you don't mind, would you stand behind her? Because I don't know. I just know what God says. Lord, I thank you for this word. This is, God says, Cindy, He's giving you permission to pray for whatever you want. Today's today. It's a new day. Tomorrow's new. You have permission to ask for anything you want. And He says, I will do it. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord God, for the truth of this word. Thank you, Lord God. Cindy receives this word. And Lord, I know that you watch over your word to perform it. Lord God, she's free to ask anything. In the name of Jesus. And you said you would do it. Now, He says this also, Cindy. And the Lord says specifically, I give you permission to ask your business to prosper. You are right with me, and I am right with you. I will bless everything you set your hand to. And I will keep the thief away from you. Keep your eyes open and your ears open. I will keep the thief away from you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord says, I am your shepherd. I will lead you all from now and from the day you met me, saith the Lord. I am leading you all the way home. When your day comes, because of me, trust me and watch me work. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that store on 41 Highway before you get to Pontotoc on the left. I pray for that ground. We curse any demon that's in that soil. In that business, past or present, you come out of there, devil, and you get gone. You can't linger there. That's God's place. That's God's business. And they are doing what I asked them to do. And I'm going to bless it, saith the Lord. We speak to this business and this property. Be blessed. Be prosperous, for the Lord thy God shall see it through. In the name of Jesus. Any cloud over that place is gone. In Jesus' name. It's hard for a business that has had a lot of different. You okay? David's out there. Yes, ma'am. Sir. You got it. Yes, she's sir. All right.
I'm just fine.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's hard for a business that has changed owners and things many times to make it through. But that's just talk of people. And God says, I'm changing that.
Amen.
I am changing that. There's a light on at your house. It's a light on. It ain't Motel 6 either.
That's right.
There's a light on there.
Yes.
And it's the light of God.
Amen.
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 You too, Vicki. God bless you, baby. You take good care of her, okay?
We are standing on it.
Yes, we're standing on it. Amen. David. Just stand right there. I don't think you can go anywhere, but the Lord just says this. My son, I'm going to lead you to a place. It's a place of solitude. I'm going to take you there because I need you at the right time to tell you. And this is what he's going to tell you. And he's going to share more things when you get to that point. He said, there are deeper things I want to talk to you about for you to share with the world. There are things that deeper revelation, an increased anointing, an increased vision, a time of knowing who you are past what you ever thought you knew and who you are in Him. You're about to arise. The Lord Jesus is arising in you with a new strength, a new wisdom, a new outlook. Oh, it's going to be a good word. Just obey Him. Amen.
Now, what you don't know, and she's a witness, the last couple nights we prayed to go deeper.
God's good, y'all.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
You got a word? Anything?
I was going to tell about...
Wait a minute.
Said, Dunny has been down for about 28 days. And it was really not... It's just not good. Went
not
to the
good.
Doctor, emergency room. And they could not find anything. So most time when that, you think, well, that's just an outright attack to the enemy.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, I don't know if I called you to come out there or what, but anyway,
yeah.
We were both out there. And Dunny said, Lillian, I want y'all to get some oil. And I want you to anoint me. And I want you to anoint this house. And he said, just bring some oil tomorrow. I said, no, we're not going to wait till tomorrow. I said, we got something for oil here in the house. So all I could find was some Pam spray.
It's got olive oil on it, though.
Yeah, but it had olive oil.
It did.
Yeah. So I sprayed a paper towel, gave Jimmy one and me, and Jimmy went around the house, took authority over the enemy. And I went in the house, every room, took authority over it. Then I anointed Donnie,
yeah,
with oil. And, you know, I said then, from this day forward, you're healed, Donnie. You're whole. We're not looking at the natural. And you come in there and prayed for it. And, you know, yesterday I saw a little bit of change, but today... I didn't even go out there. I just didn't. But Jeanette shared what she shared tonight.
Right.
You know, prayer works.
Yes.
No matter what,
yes,
you feel like.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes when, I mean, he said, Donnie knows the word.
Yeah.
And he said, I've just been laying here every day praying in the Holy Ghost. And just, he said, I've prayed for so many people. He said, people I hadn't even thought about.
Right.
And but anyway, he's got victory.
He's got the victory.
He's got victory.
He's got the victory.
And we all have the victory in the name of Jesus.
Right.
We got the victory.
He's got a story
good
to tell. And he's got,
yes,
the
work he does
here in the body,
yeah,
of Christ.
And
he
loves people. And
he's very gifted in this kind of stuff.
Yes.
When he's involved.
But yes. But anyway, God is good, so don't be moved by what you see in the natural.
Right.
Because I felt about this high, even today. But I said, I'm not going to go out there. And I knew that he didn't need anything.
Right.
And I felt like Jeanette probably come by tonight.
Yeah.
And she did. And thank God,
yes,
for Jeanette,
amen,
being obedient.
Yes.
I mean, last night, I cooked salmon. Jimmy loves salmon. I cooked salmon, made homemade biscuits and cream potatoes. So I told Donnie I was going to cook, and he said, I've been wanting some salmon so bad. I said, well, I'm going to cook them tonight. So I get through. I cooked the salmon outside, and that was a little bit of confusion. Go and get this, go and get that back and forth. But anyway, we ate. It was real good. I fixed Donnie a plate. And then the biscuits that I had left, I put them in a plate and put foil over them. Well, I get in the car and go to Donnie's. When I get there, I brought a plate of biscuits. I didn't even bring his plate that I fixed with the cream potatoes and all. So I called Jimmy and I said, I didn't bring the plate with the right food. Will you bring it? And Donnie said, no, don't do that. I'll just eat a biscuit. Well, I looked in there, and I had put a salmon in one of the biscuits, so he ate that. And I called Jimmy back. I said, don't bother. He said, well, I'm in the car, but I realized I forgot the plate, too. So it has been a real exciting week.
It's been interesting.
Yes, very, very interesting. But anyway, praise God.
Praise God. Yeah.
Praise God. God is so,
and
so
Kyle
good.
And Kyle said, I forgot. I didn't get the right plate. I forgot the one. I said, okay, I'll get it. No problem. I go out and get in the truck.
Crank.
Go to hit the start. I said, I didn't even get the plate. It's inside. I can get out and go get the plate. But then she calls and, oh, you need to tell about the phone call yesterday.
Yeah, this was so.
This is really unique.
Oh, let me see.
You called me.
I called.
And I'm on the phone to Brian and Mary Sue Gray and Outer Banks.
Yes.
And then, and you called, and I saw, and I tried to. You ever get a call while you're talking, and sometimes it don't work right.
You cut them off. You think you put them on hold or something.
So go ahead from that.
So anyway, I called Jimmy, and he didn't answer. So I just pushed my phone on off. And it showed up that, and he knew I'd called him. Mm-hmm. It showed up that I'd called Carolyn. And I said, Carolyn, you just wanted to tell me to have a good day, didn't you?
Yeah.
But that, and Jimmy heard it ringing and everything.
Yeah.
Now, I can do some goofy things on a phone. But, I mean. That was God, I think.
We've had these little phones. Are very powerful. They can be great and they can be not so great. But I know Pam had several years ago, she called a person, I believe, or somebody called. Anyway, it wasn't even the right person that picked up whatever, but they were in desperate need of prayer. And you pray with them. God uses these things. It just, that thing just jumps around there. He'll just tell it where to go. And, so, but I do recommend if you want to do some private talk and stuff, watch your phones now because these numbers, it'll go crazy. And this thing does listen to you. It listens to you. If you want to get some information on how to bake an apple pie, just start talking about apple pie and it'll pop up on your phone. Yeah, it will. So.
Anyway, one of the inmates up there came to us, of course, drug-related and stuff.
Yeah.
Got to studying and stuff and wanted a Bible. So Suzanne, the Sunday school class, bought him a Bible. He gets out. He starts prison ministry with some other people. And was it last Saturday? I think it was. He went home to be with the Lord.
Oh. Wow.
But, you know, it's not... It's not sad to me.
No.
Because, I mean, I prayed, you know, afterwards, you know, understanding. But, you know, I thought about it too. So many inmates struggle when they get out.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, he was doing prison ministry, and he walked up to us one day, told me he was doing good. You can only go by what to say look good.
Right.
But I don't know how long the prison ministry, but I do know this.
Right.
God took him out before he could mess up again. Oh, that's the way I look at it.
I believe that's, I think sometimes that's very scriptural. I think God does that.
Yeah.
So I've heard of situations when it was a drug situation and he had a relative that was a well-known pastor or evangelist. And the boy got clean, and then he was gone, just like that. And the evangelist said the same thing. I believe that God took him before he got into more trouble. And we probably know some people that have died, maybe even our families, that they checked out at the right time. I'll never forget, I've had several, but, Diddle Robbins. Y'all remember Diddle? Diddle was precious soul, but he struggled with addiction most of his life. He played the drums for us. He'd sing. He'd do a lot of things. And more than likely, sometimes he was probably
a little high.
But you didn't know it because that's the way he always was.
Right.
And he didn't do anything wrong. He was just here worshiping and doing what he knows. He was talking to Jesus like Contra Parker was doing, not about him. He was talking to him. But anyway, he got his life sort of in a good position. And the next thing you know, he has a bleeding ulcer and he's dead. I just think God has been to the end. He knows all of what's out there. I'm not saying this is something you need to get up and preach every Sunday, but I do think that the Holy Spirit will bear witness with you about situations like this. God knows. He knows everything, and his love is what causes those kind of things to happen.
Yep.
Amen? So, old Diddle, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's been in and out of jail.
Yeah, yeah.
He just got married, had a big wedding, and they went to Disney.
Praise God. Yeah.
So I know that's a miracle.
Yes. That was Jeffrey Chigger's son, Jeffrey. He's been in jail more than he's been out of jail with drugs and things. And
every time he'd get out, he would not know what to do.
No, in the same old associations and get pulled back in it.
So hopefully
but,
he was doing the right thing.
Yeah, he just got married, and hopefully that'll all work out. And put him on your prayer list. Put Jeffrey on your prayer list. Oh, Jeffrey's a sweet guy.
He loves you and Kelly.
Oh,
yeah. 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 That's Jeffrey, you know. And he's just a precious thing. Well, you know, when we used to go get the prisoners, that's when Verdale started to come. They would go to the little city jail here. And if you wanted to come, we had an old van and load up and bring them here. And those guys would write things. Whatever, and their handwriting, they were very intelligent. They just were had a problem with drugs. And so, you know, the thing is to pray for these people. They're very gifted, but that stuff is strong. It was stronger than they were, but anyway. But God can deliver, and he will. He did it for Verdale right there one night. Tracy prayed for him, and he shot back to that wall. Had his orange suit on, hit the floor, and all the chains flew out of his pockets and stuff. And
all the chains flew off.
The chains flew off, and he would, you'd have to know Verdale. But we all miss him still. But anyway, praise God. So, y'all have done what I used to do in school. Get to talking about the football or the army or whatever. And used up all the time. We had a professor at IJC when I was going, glory be to God. And his name was Mr. Davis, and he was in World War II. He flew, according to him, I don't think he was a liar. According to him, he was over in the Asia, and he would fly over the Himalayas in one of those big planes. And they would have... He would say we'd have prisoners on there. And get to where they need to lighten the load. He said, we just push them off. I'm going, I don't believe the lick of that. But anyway, he told him. But the thing about him was, we could get him started on that stuff, and he wouldn't know when to quit. And next thing you know, the bell's ringing. We got to go. But I'll never forget him. One reason I won't forget him, every other word he'd go, he'd clear his throat, every other word, and it would just drive you nuts. If you ever got to thinking about it, it would drive you sane, you know. And but anyway, he's a good man. I'm sure he's in heaven now. Appreciate his effort in the war. And Fred and I were talking about the Vietnam War and stuff. Y'all, don't forget to pray for our military. No. Our capital? Where the? Okay. A big group of people stormed our capital? What did they do to them? Got flipped through them. There you go.
Anyway, they were wearing black shirts, black t-shirts that said ceasefire or something on it, and they were calling for a ceasefire. There were a lot of Jewish people in this group. Yeah.
That's weird.
And it was a bunch of people. They were all in the...
How did they get in there?
That's what I don't know. You know, just like
I don't know.
Where's the police and the military?
Oh, they were arresting them one at a time. They get them up off the floor, handcuffed them, and take them out.
Yeah, it was very few that they were taken out. But then there was another group that were the pro-Palestinians outside the Capitol. Huge group of them chanting and yelling and waving Palestinian flags and... Just a mess.
I'm glad Trump won there. They arrested him again.
They blamed
him for it. He wasn't even there.
Yeah, glory to God. Didn't be the news tomorrow. It's Trump's fault.
But they
Trump's
really...
going to be president. Amen?
Amen.
God prophesied it. I believe it. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Why not? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Attacking the Jews.
Well, they said that Israel blew up the hospital. They didn't blow up the hospital. Their rocket came on and hit the parking lot. The building's fine. And they accused Israel of blowing it up. Israel had nothing to do with it. So, look, y'all. Keep your eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
That's all a bunch of propaganda. And, I don't watch the news. I'll get the highlight to know what to pray for a little bit, and that's it. I won't put up that mess. I just don't trust them at all. Not so much but the politicians a lot, so whatever. Amen? You know what time it is, Freddie? 8:00. Don't touch the paint. Now, this is the second service I've had to postpone my message because of the Holy Spirit interruption with y'all's help. I don't know. I'm ready every Sunday. I was going to do it Sunday night. We got up here and standing right there, he said, talk about the armor of God. And he gave me a different outlook on that. When you have on the armor of God... You look just like Jesus because every piece of armor you got on is His. It's Him. It's His. So, glory be to God. All dressed up somewhere to go. What are you dressing up with? I'm dressing up in the armor of God. We need to dress every day with the armor of God. And we do have it. Let's be more aware that we do. Amen? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And He loves you. Ever say, God loves me.
God loves
Jesus loves me. No. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. Weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. I was in the right key for a change.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
No, go ahead.
When Lily was born, Patty Ann Coleman gave her a little CD.
When Lily was born, yeah.
God loves, Jesus loves Lily.
Yeah. Amen.
So beautiful.
Amen. Sing that over your grandbabies.
Amen.
Jesus loves you. Now, if you're like Lynn and Mel, their grandson, John Max, just breaks out in the song, Jesus Loves Me, as the Spirit leads. I'm serious.
Really?
And this little boy, Janice's little grandson,
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jeremiah.
Jeremiah the little one.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, wait, let's get your microphone. We have a story. True story?
Yes.
Okay, it's a true story.
It's about the armor of God. When Virgil first started taking flying lessons, I was sitting in the back seat, and I would have never thought of myself as much of a worrier, but I was worried about how I was going to learn how to be a pilot, how to learn
right.
how to fly, and because it is there's so much information.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more we flew, the more I studied, the more I studied the Bible because I wasn't working, and the more I studied about flying and listened to Virgil and listened to the instructor. And one afternoon we were flying, and of course Satan was bombarding me
yeah.
with fear. And one afternoon, I was sitting in the back seat, and I knew the thoughts of fear were coming at me,
mm-hmm.
but I was not responding like
right.
I had been responding. Right. I was not reacting. I was mm-hmm. not, you know, thinking of fear. I was just going, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Okay, God, I trust you. You know, and then I realized that they wouldn't penetrate
him. Right.
And so I ask, I'm like, you know, what is different? What's going on? He said, they're hitting your shield of faith.
Right. It can't penetrate.
And I was just like, you know, I'm in the back seat of this tiny airplane.
Right.
It's not like I could get up
it's
and run
true.
Around, but
<It's true. laughs>
but I wanted to because I just right. knew. I just
yeah,
knew
you,
that it was.
I suspect
it was
that
all.
Everybody in this room has experienced that to some degree at one time. I know I did one time. I shared it with Annette Whitlock. She said, "Well, Jimmy, like Annette would do, so she's a lot sweeter." Jimmy, the shield goes all the way around you, not just in the front. I said, "Oh, that's right." Yeah. So if they're shooting at your back, you're covered. Amen.
That's great.
That's great. Amen. Shield of faith. Glory to God. Well, I'm having a good time. Let's just stay a little longer, won't we?
No.
Oh. Well.
Prayer request.
Prayer request. Can we do those? Before we go?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Bring those on down. The Holy Spirit says it'll be all right. Prayer requests, bring those on down. I'm telling you what's going to happen, y'all. God's going to heal everybody on here. Amen. Every answered prayer, listen to this, every answered prayer is a miracle. Because God's doing it and not me or you. And when we pray, we're just not talking in the air. We're hooked up with God. We are partners with God. He's our Father. Amen. We're His children. And we have the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That's pretty good credentials. Look at here. Boy, look at a lot of names. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your blood, by your word, and by your name, we declare these people healed, whole, and well. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Lord, restore what the enemy has stolen.
Yes.
Reestablish them, Lord God, as yours on this planet.
Uh-huh.
Reestablish them, Lord God, in their works,
yes.
in their speech, and in their thoughts, that they will be the children of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
In the Now, Father, we're laying holy hands. Nothing holy about it. Well, we are holy. We're a holy nation. We lay our hands, and your word says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yeah.
So, Lord God, we lay our hands on all these people, situations, and whatever. And we thank you, Lord God, for a swift recovery. Recovery. Nothing missing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
We all agreed.
Yes.
And, Father, we're talking to you now. Lord, we are aware that we're not just talking out loud. You are hearing our prayer. And we say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for your love, your power, your wisdom, Lord God. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
There are no sick people in heaven. Nothing missing in heaven. No hurt, no pain, no tears in heaven. So, Lord God, that's your will for earth. We believe it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we receive it. And these people receive it. So we say amen and good night.
Amen.